Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Daniel chapter 10, we learned that those who cannot physically serve God, as they did in the past, may still serve God through the ministry of intercessory prayer. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
People who may not be able to drive a bus anymore, may not be able to do the physical things that the younger people in the church can do, but they can make the ministry much stronger and much better by having a powerful prayer life. And I believe that many times when there are men who are confined to a bed, when they're shut in, God had a purpose to make them a prayer warrior. And you can still bear fruit in old age. And do you realize that if your heart will be right with God and you'll be obedient unto Him, one solid prayer warrior can accomplish more on his knees than 10 preachers on their feet. So, if you're listening to this broadcast and you're shut in, and you feel like, well, what can God do with me? Oh, my friend, this preacher and this broadcast especially needs your prayers. Now, Daniel, he was chief of the presidents. And before that, he was one of Nebuchadnezzar's chief men. Yet his greatest spiritual work is in his 80s. My friend, if you still have breath, God can still use you. There to be a Daniel. Now, I wonder, and I trust that it is, that your prayer and your intercessory praying is growing. No matter what your age, whether you're young or middle-aged or older. Daniel prayed 3 times a day facing Jerusalem, even while he had a high office in the governments of Babylon and the Medo and Persian Empire. And in addition to that, he had days of fastings and prayers. Are we to pray any less? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. Do you realize that that is an imperative command? Do you remember Jesus' admonition in Luke 18:1 that men ought always to pray and not to faint? Have a regular, consistent prayer life that takes all things to God. Don't try to accomplish things on your own. Don't rely on your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Joshua and the elders of Israel thought they had good understanding. And so they leaned on their own understanding, and they made an agreement with the Gibeonites. And that come back to bite them. And my friend, had they only sought God, God would have given them direction and would have given them insight. But we also do the same thing, relying more on our own wisdom when we see things and say, well, this is what ought to be done, without really consulting God or His Word. Now, our text states that Daniel mourned 3 full weeks. That begs a question with me. Why did he mourn? Well, after his prayer in chapter 9, and God's quick reply by Cyrus issuing a decree to let them back into the land, there seems to be a lack of interest among the Jews. Now, according to Ezra chapter 2, verses 64 and 65, and again in Nehemiah chapter 7 and verse 66, only 49,697 people returned. Now, so often, Christians become disillusioned because they see conditions and they're not really what they wanted and they're not exciting. Or maybe they look at other people. Maybe they're looking at other Christians. And the way they're living is not good and it's not right. And so they kind of give up. Well, my friend, if you're not in church today because of something some Christian you saw, some hypocrite you've seen do something, whether it's a preacher, a deacon, or a teacher, or anyone else, that is not going to give you a pass at the judgment seat of Christ. You will give an account of yourself, and to use someone else as an excuse for your lack of faithfulness to God's house will make the same charge that you've placed on them, hypocrite, to be true of you when you claim to be a Christian, but you will not go to the house of the Lord. And my friend, what a shame that is, because our eyes are not to be on men. Our eyes are to be on the Lord. Now, many that had returned to the city saw that it was lying in ruins. And soon they lost their enthusiasm, and they became slothful and indifferent to rebuilding the temple or reinstituting the sacrifice. And they formed alliances with those people near Jerusalem. They entered what 2 Corinthians calls unequal yokes. And that's always wrong. Now, people do mourn today, but they mourn for the wrong things. And that's a shame. As a matter of fact, usually people mourn only for things that they're lacking because the latest style and the latest fad says something else. You see, today, churches are becoming pragmatic. You say, well, what do you mean pragmatic? Well, pragmatism, within the context of a Christian ministry, entails implementing any practice or program into a ministry that appears to produce results, regardless of whether or not that practice or that program coincides with biblical principles or ministry. Pragmatism embraces the philosophy, the end justifies the means. By the way, that was the philosophy of Marx. Therefore, those who espouse a pragmatic philosophy of ministry, they use methods, they use programs such as cooperative evangelism, worldly gimmicks, rock or contemporary Christian music, and the like in their churches and ministries because such practices and programs appear to draw larger crowds to the church and win people to Christ. However, what you win them with is what you win them to. And going to use those things in order to draw them says, I no longer trust the Holy Spirit nor the Word of God to have the power to make the change. And so they bring them to church, and then not only do they have the music, but now they're preaching. Instead of being sound doctrine, instead of being preaching the Word, reproving, rebuking, and correcting, instead we have a modern psychological preaching that is designed to make people feel good without instilling in them the fear of God. And that is the mother of false hope, false security, and false religion. And let me just kind of give you my opinion on this, my friend. And I'm going to give it whether people want it or not. But the truth of the matter is that this contemporary movement today, I believe, is a part of the ecumenical movement, the one world church of the last days. Think about what you are supporting. Now, never, never tolerate, because of sympathy for yourself or others, any practice that is not in keeping with a holy God. Holiness, my friend, means absolute purity of your walk before God. The words coming from your mouth, the thoughts in your mind, every detail of your life, placing all of this under the scrutiny of God Himself. You see, holiness is not simply what God gives me, but what God has given me that is being exhibited in my life. And my friend, that is holiness. You see, I'm afraid our churches are full of religious members. We need to pray for the pastors and evangelists to preach with such an anointing that the traditional members will see they're lost and they must have a relationship with Jesus Christ in order to go to heaven. You see, my friend, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. And one sign of these last days is that many churches are growing who are teaching false doctrine. And many who were once part of fundamental churches are going to them because they like the sound of the music. Now, my friend, you better beware of any minister that spends his entire message proclaiming how great you are or how great he, the preacher, is, and never tells you that you're a sinner on the road to hell. Each preacher has the responsibility to remind each person that Christ Jesus our Lord died on an old rugged cross for the sins of a lost world. And my friend, we are in desperate need for our ministers today to preach Bible doctrine, to preach word by word, to exposit the Word of God. This time that we live in today has thrown out absolute truth, and we've replaced it with tolerance. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.